So sometimes I think we want to know what to practice when we're dying. Maybe even when we are dying. We need to know what to practice when we're living and do that every day. Then we don't need to worry about when we're dying because, for example, our faith in Guru Tsongkhapa will ensure that we follow our Guru to the Pure Land. So, it's our daily practice that takes us to the Pure Land. What we are most familiar with, we need familiarity. So perhaps it is this practice, Path to Heaven, we are most familiar with, or bringing the practice of bringing or transforming the clear light of death into Buddha's truth body from our Haruka and Vajrayogini practice. So we don't need to worry. You know, Kadampas are never worriers. So if we're a worrying Kadampa, we need to think about that. So we practice faithfully day by day, our main practices. And through these practices, which are designed to help us at the time of death, we'll be happy when we're dying. So again, I would say, if we're thinking, how can I have a happy mind at the time of death? Have you any suggestions? How are we going to pull a happy mind out of a mind that's been unhappy all its life? So how are we suddenly going to be thinking about my guru's heart, the destination, as we're gasping our last breath? So if we want to know how to keep a happy mind at the time of death, I think we can all understand we have to become familiar with making ourselves happy day by day by day by day, so that being happy is what our mind naturally does. Then it's definite. We'll mention Longdol Lama maybe at some point in this teaching, but Longdol Lama was delighted he was dying. Can you imagine? When the time of our death comes, wouldn't it be wonderful to show a Kadampa example like this? He was so happy. He told the people around him, I'm going to such a wonderful place. I can't wait. It's almost like, bye, let's go. I'm going to such a wonderful place. He's so delighted. So this happens us every day in our daily practice. We go to the destination of our guru's heart, the Dharmakaya, through this practice or through our practice of Haruka Vajrayogini, our reliance on Guru Tsongkhapa. So I think, again, it's interesting. You can reflect sometime you're relaxing about, are we concerned about having a happy mind at the time of death? Because we need one. We need a happy mind at the time of death. Even though practices such as transference of consciousness will still work, even if we've been an unhappy, angry, even evil person throughout our life, it's just you imagine having the mental strength to bring that practice together close to death. I would say that's hard to do. So every day of our life, when our mind is being negative, unhappy, we have to think to ourselves, am I going to die with a mind like this? I'm not allowing myself. I'm going to work against my delusions. They're my real enemy, and make that offering to Guru Tsongkhapa.